Good morning, church. Again, it is good to see your smiling faces today. You know, we never take it for granted that we wake up every single morning. Every day is a gift. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father God, as we're going to begin our time of worship here now, Father, we ask you once again as we come to you now, we want to come straight to your throne room. We don't want to prepare ourselves and to say, God, here we are, we're coming. Hopefully you're going to invite us, we're going to be welcome. But Father, we know what your word says, that we can come straight and boldly to you. And that's what we're going to do here, in spirit and in truth. So Father, once again, as we're just going to show forth praises, we're going to sing out, we're going to give you glory. We just thank you for meeting us here once again. In Jesus' name, amen.
With the high praises of God in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land. With the high praises of God in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land. With the high praises of God in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land. With the high praises of God in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land. With the high praises of God in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land.
Amen.
My sackcloth. You have turned my mourning into dancing for me and girded me with gladness. To thee and my glory may sing praises to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto you forever. You have turned my mourning into dancing for me. You have put off my sackcloth. You have turned my mourning into dancing for me and girded me with gladness. To thee and my glory may sing praises to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto you forever. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have turned my mourning into dancing for me and girded me with gladness. To thee and my glory may sing praises to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto you forever. You have turned my mourning into dancing for me. You have put off my sackcloth. Turn my mourning into dancing for me and girded me with gladness. To thee and my glory may sing praises to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto you forever.
Amen.
someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, amazing grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owe a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, amazing grace. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owe a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, amazing grace. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owe a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, amazing grace. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay.
Banner over me is love. He sits me at his banqueting table. His banner over me is love. He sits me at his banqueting table. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He puts straight paths before my His banner over me is love. Put straight paths before my feet. His banner over me is love. He put straight paths before my feet. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He puts a smile right on. He puts a smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. He puts a smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's and he is mine. His banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's and he is mine. His banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's and he is mine. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. He is a mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. He's a great Shepherd, Jesus, my Lord. Your name is wonderful. Your name is wonderful. Your name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. You are the mighty King, Master of everything. Wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. You're the great Shepherd, the Rock of all ages. Almighty God, are you? Bow down before you, love and adore you. Wonderful. Your name is wonderful. Your name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. You are the mighty King, Master of everything. Your name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, you're the great Shepherd, the Rock of all ages. Almighty God, are you? Bow down before you, love and adore you. Jesus, my Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate.
Father, I appreciate you.
God, what a wonder you are. Holy Ghost, what a comfort you are. Holy Ghost, what a comfort you are. You lead us, you guide us, you live right inside us. Holy Ghost, what a comfort you are. Surrender our lives, willingly our
How he loves me, oh, how he loves me.
Jesus to Calvary did go. His love for mankind to show.
Jesus, be all glory, power, and praise.
the King. Majesty, worship His majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Jesus who died,
we humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift us up. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt us in due time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments, and His ways past finding out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the time comes, and now is, that the true worshipers must worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. The Father is spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Hallelujah. We glorify the King of Kings. We glorify the Lamb. We glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Lord, we surrender all to You this morning, for we are Yours. We've been bought with a price, and we want to ask You today, use us. Use us. Send us, not our will, but Thy will be done, we pray in the name of Jesus. Your will be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With the high praises of God in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands, we'll march right on to the victory site, right into the Canaan's land, right into the promised land. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Magnify the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus, for Jesus lifted us. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank You for a glorious day today. We thank You for a mighty victory. We thank You for touching each and every one of us today mightily. O Lord, do something. Let it be a spiritual renewal within us, we pray today. Amen. Let us not live the same as we came. Hallelujah. Let the excitement rise in this body, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Let the excitement rise. And let the expectancy be here, O Lord, also, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we want to thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father, that we are expecting more, Lord. More and more. Like Jesus says, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto Me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and the utmost part of the earth. And Lord, we thank You. Bring that power, Lord. Touch each and every one of us. Increase the anointing. Increase the power, we pray, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that we'll be able to go out and save a sinner, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father, for victory in this body of believers. Thank You for mighty victory. Oh, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you for a glorious day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we want to pray today for the finances of the church. Oh, Lord, when you are Jehovah Jireh, you are provider. And our trust is in you. Our faith is in you. Our hope is in you. You are the provider. You are the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And to you we trust. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. And we come before you today, O Lord, to ask you to bless this offering that we're about to receive. And we thank you, Lord, for touching every heart today, that they will give and give with gladness. For God loveth a cheerful giver. And we thank you, Lord. And you said in your word, and all grace may abound unto you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And Lord, we thank you. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. We pray for the anointing upon the pastors. He will bring the message to us. Thank you for touching him mightily. Give him the freedom to preach. Let the word come out with power, we pray, in the name of Jesus, and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray, in the name of Jesus. We pray, O Lord, that your name would be glorified. Glorify with the music. Glorify with the message. Glorify with the testimonies. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for having it your way today. Have it your way. And we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name, and all God's children said, amen, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
I just feel in my heart to share an impression that the Lord gave me, and it is like very, very important to focus on the Lord the way He is right now, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who was and is to come, the one who was dead but is alive forevermore. As you see Him in Revelation with those eyes of fire that are looking at each one of us and see everything that He knows we are, we have, and we can do. He is the one who speaks to us with a voice like many waters if we only open our ears to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. And also to ask Him for that self to open our eyes to see what we need to see at this time. Just even as we focus in the babe at this time, He wants us to focus much more in the risen, resurrected, glorious, ascended Christ, Jesus, the King of glory. Amen.
Praise the Lord. That said it all. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, Jesus said, any of you that are heavy laden this morning, any of you that have tribulations, well, let me tell you, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. He says, I'll give you rest. You know, He says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This song is called Heaven on Earth.
Remember when I didn't have a dream to call my own, so blinded by my pride I could not see. Remember me, the one who said I'll make it all alone. Take a look at what your love did for me, Lord. Oh yeah, I got life, I've got laughter, I've got happy ever after, and I've got dreams and they're finally coming true. I got joy, I got music, I've got love, I'm never gonna lose it, 'cause I've got heaven on earth, 'cause I've got you, Lord. Well, I was on a trip alone, not going anywhere. I didn't know just what love could be. Well, then you came and touched my heart and told me that you cared. Now take a look at what your love has done for me, Lord. Oh, I got life, I've got laughter, I've got happy ever after, and I got dreams and they're finally coming true. I got joy, I've got music, I've got love, I'm never gonna lose it, 'cause I've got heaven on earth, 'cause I've got you, Lord. I got dreams and they're finally coming true. I got joy, I've got music, I've got a love, I'm never gonna lose it, cause I've got heaven on earth, cause I have got you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
We have a prayer time. It's always exciting to have prayer time. Amen. And I got an email here came in. By the way, I can send you greetings from Gina in Germany. I talked to her this morning, and she said hello to the congregation, to everybody here. And she said that she is waiting right now. She's going to take a few weeks' time to pray and fast and believe God for a miracle. Now, this prayer request here came in from Ohio, Charles Emerson. I was contemplating writing to today but decided not to. The reason being as follows, being a publisher of over 100 books, I visited a lot of authors in their homes and their churches. Ever since I was a young Christian, I don't like to go to church if I don't have money to give as an offering. Tithes are one thing, offering another. Not having any money today, I thought I would not write to you. I enjoyed your message, as I always do, which I'd like to comment on later. But I no more thought about not writing today than when you read Gina's prayer request. She just described my teeth. I've been home the last several days in much pain. Aura gel works a little bit. When I had money, when I was younger and raising our children, the dentist friend I used in the past, the last time I had him check my teeth, he was shocked. He said all 28 of my teeth are cracked. He couldn't figure why. I told him that all were chewed on ice and my drinks crushed or cubed. He said that will do it. I have several fillings. They, for the most part, have fallen out. Over the years, I had what a dentist called temporary fillings that they surely have come out to. I, like my dad, do not like to go to the doctor, hospital, etc. Jehovah Rapha has always been my doctor. There have been seven major prayer requests I've been praying for this last week. I always pray for others first to put my little request to the end. I've always felt blessed of the Lord. Asking for things doesn't seem right, as others have so many important things to pray for. I know I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm so blessed. So after you read Gina's prayer request, I thought of Jesse Duplantis, who said God gave him new teeth. I try to listen every week, and I pray for all the prayer requests that you have here in the U.S. and those in Sweden, Belgium, Germany. I wrote to you about Ina's prayer request, Reggie Shin, and Brother Timmerman, etc. I always ask the Father God for creation and wellness upon these people. I called him this morning and I said, Nah, I said, you don't have to have money to go to church. You don't have to give money before you can get prayer. I said, that is a guilt trip. That's from Satan. So Charles, I told him, knock it off. Ask God for forgiveness. Renounce that practice. Break the curse. And ask God to just to bless you and forgive you. So Charles, we're going to pray for you today that God will minister your teeth. And my God is big enough that even if your 28 teeth are bad, he can fix and give you 30 if you need to. But that might be a little bit too crowded. So we're going to ask him to simply give you a fantastic miracle. All right? This is a prayer request from Marlene in Chico, California. Please pray for my two friends, Julie Freeman, Ann Bowling, and my sister-in-law, Linda Bereksa. They all have fibromyalgia, which is an attack of the nervous system. Please pray for healing for them, which we will. And then we have this one. This is a prayer request from Norma. She used to be in the church, they moved. And she said this, please always pray for us, for our health, and to continue to have a good relationship to our Lord Jesus. Thanks. Now, we have the oil minister in here. I tell you what, your prayer last week was worth $5.88. That's a good prayer, $5.88. Okay? The price of oil fell last week, $5.88 per barrel, ended up at $93.53 per barrel. It's not good, but it's better. This shows how volatile the price of oil is, and that it can go up and down at the whim of the world government. I believe that God answered prayers, that God's in control of the price of oil. The producing oil countries are not happy when the price falls, neither the speculators. Let us keep praying and praying to keep the heat on the devil. And then the final one we have here today is this. Our need for Social Security taxes is still here. So far we've received 23% of what we need. There are not 13 days left before we must pay the IRS. So we have received 23% now. But we need the rest of it. So we need some prayer today. Because we do want to pay our taxes. And someone asked, why didn't you pay the taxes? These are, Charles and I, we are self-employed. That's how they consider pastors. And I tell you what, here's a dilemma we had. Every month, we had to make a decision. Do we pay rent here? Do we pay mortgage payment on a production center? Or do we pay taxes? And so we said, well, if we don't pay the rent here, we got no place to meet. If we don't pay mortgage payment, our production center is gone with the foreclosure. So we pushed the taxes, hoping that someday someone with deep pockets will show up and say, you know, I will help out. Now, if everybody would help a little bit, we can make it. And we got thousands of people watching us every week. And if you simply says, well, I can only give maybe $5. But $5 is $5. We're not going to say no to that. I'm not going to say no to $1. If 2,000 people get $1 apiece, tell you what, we're on our way. So we're going to pray for that. So prayer warriors, come on up.
Father God, thank you for this day. And we want to lift up these three ladies in Chico that have fibromyalgia, Lord. And I'm thinking back 20, 30 years, never even heard of this before. But it seems to be rampant out there now. And so we know it is from the enemy. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that these ladies will seek the Lord on the matter. Trust in him for their deliverance and be healed. As their soul is healed, then their body will line up. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for this ministry, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for those that are faithful, Lord, to do the service, Lord, of a minister, of a deacon, Lord, of a pastor. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that right now, that Lord, that we know that you are more than able, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you would just touch your people, Lord, right now. Lord, that those that can give, Lord God, would give right now, Lord, to so we could deplete this Social Security problem, Lord. And Lord, we thank you right now, Lord, that as you touch them, Lord, they would know they don't have to give a lot. Just everyone give a little, Lord, it would solve the problem. We need to go up more than 1% a day as we're doing, Lord God. We just have a few days left. And Lord, I pray right now for an increase, Lord, right now that the percentage would double and triple, Lord, and we'd be able to take care of this, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. We believe you for it. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Well, I'm to pray for whatever I was led to pray, and that was very easy when I walked up here. So, Lord, I want to thank you for our pastor and for Ina Terrell. And that's my prayer right now. I'm sure the rest will join in with me. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we are blessed with a couple that have been loyal to you, that have been bishops, that have been all of the things that we heard today and we've read about before. And those of us that were here years ago and came back, we are even more aware of the power of faith that comes from John and Ina Terrell. So I pray right now for our pastor, and Lord, I lift up Ina to you, for the miraculous healing that is sure to come. She has had a number of miracles in her life, and she is a strong representative of a pastor's wife with a faith that transcends what I've seen in many, many people. I know these people very well. I know John as a man, as a wonderful man, as a strong man. I know him as a pastor. I know him as a friend. I know Ina the same way. And I'm still looking forward to singing There Is a River with you, Ina, when you're ready. So that's what my prayer is today. I lift up the pastor and his wife in the name of Jesus Christ for healing, for the restoration of the finances in this church, that this church might be what it is now, a beacon to the world that's seeking the truth and is tired of the fluff and the bingo and the new age and looking for the Bible. And they'll find it here. So I thank you and praise you right now, Lord God, for the healing and the lifting up of our pastor and his wife. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to add one more thing to that prayer of those two ladies with the fibromyalgia. One thing is important, that to get rid of the fear, stress, and anxiety. And when the fear, stress, and anxiety goes, then the fibromyalgia is going to go. And that's my what I want to add to this prayer, Thomas' prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to lift up right now Charles Emerson from Ohio. It may seem an impossible situation, something like a mountain that can never be removed. But God specializes in removing mountains. God specializes in pacifying storms. He's able to do also what the need is here for Charles. And we pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that for a mighty miracle in that man's mouth. We pray, O Lord, that you fix all those teeth. And if it need to be a creative miracle, let it be done, we pray, in the name of Jesus. He has a faith that God can do it. And we pray, let it be done according to his faith, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Lord God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for the way you're working the miracles out in people's lives. And Lord God, I come to you, Lord, humbly and knowing that the situation with the oil prices and the lowering of the oil prices and the miracles that are lowering these prices are done by you, Father God. And I just want to thank you for that. Also, I want to ask you, God, that this is a burden across this nation. It's a burden that we have to pay these high, exorbitant prices at the gas pump. And this is a mountain that needs to be moved. And, Lord God, I pray and ask you to move this mountain and to lower these prices. And to do what you do from your throne room, Father God. And knowing that you're in charge of all things, I give you all the praise and honor and glory for it. And thank you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God, last week I prayed for Ruby Lee McKnight, my cousin in Houston, Texas. And she was told she had cancer and about 9 other different diseases. And she kept telling the doctors, I've been healed by the Lord God Almighty, my Father. I don't have cancer anymore. I have been healed. And now she has a niece that she's worked with for years. Her name is Angie, when she was 18 months old, she was sexually molested by an uncle until she was a teenager. And she tried to tell her parents, and they wouldn't listen or do anything about it. Maybe they were embarrassed, whatever it was. And so I thank you and praise you that she had Ruby Lee to come to. And Ruby Lee brought her into the kingdom for the Lord. The Holy Spirit did it through Ruby Lee. And now she's 42 years old and she just had a double stroke. And the girl that was taking care of her didn't know to call the doctors when she had the first one. So she had two in a row. She's in a coma. And I told Ruby Lee over the telephone two nights ago, you can read scriptures to her. You can speak to her about Jesus Christ, and her spirit is going to hear you. And she didn't know that, so she's going to do that when she gets out of the recuperation center that she's in for the emphysema and so forth. And we just thank you and praise you, Father God. You saved Angie. You brought her into the kingdom by the Holy Spirit, and you're going to heal her. You're going to get her up out of that bed, out of that coma, and she's going to live. She's going to be forgiven, and she's not going to be letting the devil put it back in her mind that she was sexually molested for years as a child. You've got her in your hands, and we thank you and praise you, Father God. We give you all the glory and all the honor for raising Angie up and having her healed, her soul to be healed. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Father God, I want to lift up Norma to you, Norma and her husband. Heavenly Father, they live in San Francisco, and Father God, we just pray that you keep them and bless them, Heavenly Father, that you let them draw closer to you, Father God, always, every day, and that you'd keep their health, Heavenly Father. Just continue to bless them. Open up the windows of heaven upon them, Father God, and let them draw nigh to you, Father God. Let them love you, and let them praise you and worship you in spirit and in truth, always, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that these prayers have been sent up to heaven, on the altar of God. The smoke is coming up before you, Lord. And we know in faith, in due season, they shall be answered. And we thank you for that, man, that these prayers shall be answered. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take testimonies. If anyone has a testimony this morning they'd like to share. Okay, Bob?
Real fast testimony. I was having a new restaurant open in Sister Sites the other day, Middle Eastern Food. I've been watching it for a month before they open. I said, got to be New Zealand lamb, right? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Only lamb from New Zealand. Okay, so they open. And Diane and I have been there three times so far. But the second time I was there, I noticed this lady enjoying her dinner. You know me, I'm not afraid to talk to anyone, especially women. But there was Courtney right over there having dinner. I said, you're going to finish all of that? You know. And we did. We had a nice talk, and she was looking for the Word of God to be spoken truly. No New Age, no bingo, no nothing. So I said, well, we got the place for you. And so she's here today. I want everybody to welcome Courtney Maas, M-A-S, which is German. So now we got Swedes, we got Germans, we got Russians. We got some Americans here, too. Anyway, we've got Bill Chikan. So welcome, Courtney, and everybody can say, welcome, Courtney, and shake her hand later. That's my testimony.
Hi. First, I want to thank everybody for all their prayers. Every time I need prayer. Also, it's hard for me to get up here. And the intimidation thing is huge in a lot of us. It's layers and layers of abuse and wounds. But you know, God's so much bigger than that. It may take a while for God to work those things through us if we're willing, if we'll trust, if we're willing to go through all of the things that we have to go through to get to the point to be able to let go and let God. And it's not easy. It's hard. I was just talking to Jason about it. You always hear this, count it all joy. Count it all joy to go through all this pain and agony. Just didn't fit to me when I was first saved. And even though it would come into my mind and echo in there, it still seemed scary, because everything that comes your way to keep you from serving God is scary. It's hard. You don't know always what to do with it. You can get counsel, and that's helpful, But really, it's between you and God, and it's just a hard thing to do. But as I've gone through the journey, especially after coming back the second time to this church, the growth has been huge because the desire was there. The desire to serve God with all that I had. I moved away from my whole family, all my kids, grandkids. Now I have great-grandkids. Anyways, to be up here in a way alone. And God has been using that for my growth. The church, the words that come out from here, the counsel that I get, the being able to reach out to ask for prayer, all these kinds of things, all are in there. Nothing is ever, it is simple with God, but yet it's not simple with God because there's always a myriad of things that come from every trial that you go through that will help this person, or you're going to help that person. It's for you. It's for whatever kind of edification that comes out of that. So it's never just for you. But you feel alone in it, especially when it's extremely overwhelming, when there's too many things that flood in at you at one time and you think to yourself, I don't know what else to do with all this. I give it to God. I put it on the altar. You do all the formulas. And yet there you are still, just you and God. And it's up to you to choose God. I read a book many years ago, which no matter when you read it, how many times you read it, always fits your life. It's called Hinds Feet on Hinds Places. And he had promised Much Afraid. That was her name. It was an allegory. And Much Afraid was afraid to do anything. But she found the shepherd, and the shepherd was telling her that he could take her to high places. And she says, oh, Lord, that's what I want. I want to go to high places. He says, well, will you follow me? Will you trust me? And she says, oh, yes. So her journey begins. And she's going this way and that way. Over here is the high places. He takes her over there, and he takes her over there, and he takes her over here. And she says, but, Lord, you said you were going to take me to the high places. Why are you taking me to the desert? He says, will you love me? Will you trust me even if I don't take you to the high places? She has to make a decision. Well, okay, Lord, I decide to choose you. I decide to love you. I decide to trust you no matter what. So that brings me to the new revelation and victory that God just brought me through. I've had a lot of trouble with thinking I have to go to the doctor for this or that. I always think, God says, well, first Jesus died on the cross, and by his stripes we are healed. We were healed. We are healed. I know these things. Why hasn't the manifestation come? I mean, I've had counsel. I've talked to Carol. I mean, we have discussed this so many times. I don't want to pay a doctor. I don't want to spend the money, and I don't want to take that stuff. Why isn't God just healing me? It's just like the lady who says, touching the garment, you know, Jesus' garment. And he says, by your faith, you are healed. Well, I have that faith. I believe he can do that. Why hasn't it happened? So that's been my dilemma. So God, finally, I came to the place where he could take me through it all the way. I'd always come this way or this way, close to it, but wasn't my time yet to get the answer. So my answer came. It's like, I'm a visual person, okay? So hitting your knuckles against a brick. So every time you're doubting, every time you're wondering, every time you're trying to figure it out, which is what our human nature does, we want to figure it out. We want answers. We want them now. We can't, why? We can't wait anymore. Waited all this time. Hit your knuckles against that brick. Okay, so every time you do that, pretty soon you're all bloody and you're thinking, oh, this really hurts, God. How come you let me do this? What he said to me, I can only tell you what he says to me because he works with all of us different, is that that's your doubting. That's your wondering. That's your trying to figure it out. You don't have to figure it out. Just like Hinds Feet on High Places. You just have to trust him. You have to love him. You have to choose him. You have to choose his ways. No matter what you go through, whatever it is. Because if you trust him, that sounds, Oh, yeah, okay, I trust him. I trust him. But do you really trust him with your life? Okay, so what if he doesn't take you to the high places? Oh, well, that's different. I don't know about that. Okay, Lord, I will trust you. I will love you no matter what, even if it's unto death, even if you don't choose to heal me, even if you don't choose to whatever. I'm still going to love you. I'm still going to serve you. I'm still going to spread the word. I'm still going to hug the people at church. I'm still going to be, give them love. I'm going to give the people the love, even if I don't see it in myself. Well, it's been a huge hindrance for me. It's been hard for me to pray for other people with their infirmities or afflictions because I didn't see it in me. Well, if God can't do it for me, how can I pray for it for somebody else? I mean, that just didn't work for me. But you know what? I'm tired of bloody knuckles. I'm really tired of it. And so you know what? The devil can say whatever he wants. He can do whatever he wants, but I'm trusting. And I'm seeking God, and I'm going to go that way, even if he doesn't take me to high places, even if I have to die with these infirmities, I'm still going to praise God. And that's my word. I don't come up here very often. So that's what I went through. I told Carol and I, when we do our counseling, one of the things that God gave us to help other ladies, because that's we only counsel ladies, is when something comes your way that isn't from God, but you don't know that, but you kind of know that that's not right, we always tell them, and this is what we do ourselves, we don't ever ask anything that we don't do ourselves, and that is, that's not my thought. Oh, yeah, that's not my thought. That's not God's thought. I don't receive that. And so that's what he wants to do to you while you're in your sickness, your infirmities, or whatever it is you're going through. The enemy wants to come in with these thoughts. And they sound right. They sound like they're from God. Or they're questions. They're wonderings. Why? Well, why doesn't work with God? Trust works with God. That for me, anyways. That's what I learned. I have a lot of health problems myself. In fact, the enemy likes to use them and make them worse when it's time for me to help somebody some way or come up here. And it was very hard for me to come up here because the room was spinning most of the service. So, but that's okay. You know what? I'm trusting God. You know, it isn't going to stop my mouth from talking about God. And that's just how it is. I'm just like Joanne. I'm not going to shut up. Everybody's going to hear about God. But there's another thing, and my granddaughter, now I've been able to work with my kids a lot. They've been in church since sleeping under the pews. That's how little they were. And they all got saved. And they've had their ups and downs, just like I've had my ups and downs. But, you know, when they need a word from God, they come to me, and that's huge. And even though there was a lot of time in there where they didn't want to come to me, they didn't want to hear about it, God worked in them through the mother's prayers, through the father's prayers. They will come because that's how God works things. If we trust the Lord. But my grandkids, I didn't get to spend as much time with, and now that I'm far away and they've grown up through teenage years, I've had a little time with them here and there, and I tell them what I feel God wants me to tell them. And they always give me that respect to listen to me. Doesn't mean they do it or anything, but they do at least listen to me. So on Facebook, my granddaughter and, of course, grandson are on there. Now, my granddaughter's 21 and my grandson's 22. He's now a father with two children and a wife. Anyway, she says, excuse me, can't read it without my glasses. She puts on there because she was going through some pretty heavy things, and she says, yesterday, I cried tears of sadness for what I thought God was taking away from me. But today, I cried tears of joy for what he has given me. He has enriched my life with amazing people and experiences, and I can't wait to see what he has in store for me. Thank you, Jesus, for being there for me. So even though I'm wondering, you know, do they even listen to me, really? Here's Evans. Right off of Facebook. So I called her and I said, Savannah, I am so proud of you. She goes, what, Grandma? And so I said, remember when you said yesterday I cried tears? She says, yeah. I says, not only did you seek God for that and you listened to him, but you put it on Facebook for whoever, and she's got a bazillion people on her Facebook, that are going to read what you put on there. That's a great witness. I said, I'm so proud of you to be bold, to speak out your faith. She started crying. Oh, Grandma, you know. Anyway, so I wanted to share it to the people who don't do Facebook and have her on in their Facebook. And I am proud of her. And my grandson, he made a decision before his baby was born to go into the service, which we all counseled him not to. But he couldn't see another way to take care of his wife and his children. He couldn't get a job good enough. He has a couple years of college, and he was trying to be a police officer, but there's no openings for new recruits. So he made the impulse decision to go into the service, and so now he has his baby, and watching him grow, and you know how babies can change you. So now he's kind of sorry. So I said, you know, God can make good out of it. You can be a great witness for God in the service, whatever it is you do in there. And so he had a little feeling better about that. But just wanted to share what I've been going through, because I don't say too much. But you know what? It's not just for me. It's for whoever needs it that's listening to me, or whoever listens to this tape way later on. Maybe it'll help them to go through their trials easier. So that's why I'm choosing to be obedient, and I'm choosing to serve God and to love him.
Well, I'm thankful. So I got to hear a little bit more about Shireen. So praise the Lord. Okay, I'm going to close. Oh, you got a testimony? Okay. Okay. Oh, you have a testimony? I didn't see those hands. Okay, come on up.
I'm coming up because I want to honor Pastor Terrell and Ina, as well as my family, and give hope.
I want to say a few things about Summer. And, you know, I left Pastor and Ina, I guess Janice and I left some years ago, and I swore I'd never go into the ministry again, and I was called, and we went into a small church in Rockland. And in that small church, I see a lot of things. God did a lot of things. But one of the things that he did that I was so amazed of is what he's done with Summer. He took her from a life that he didn't want her going, and he's put her on a rock. And she's now leading in a prayer caucus that is trying to get this country straight. She works back in Virginia, and she goes to all the meetings with the senators and the congressmen and everything, and she leads them in prayer, and she's trying to get prayer back into this country. God is using her mightily. She has a very humble spirit. She's a servant. She's a beautiful girl. And, you know, I'm just proud of her. And I know her mother's very proud of her, too. And she's not accustomed to coming. She can pray. It's hard to come up and talk to people in front of, you know, and say something.
I really want to again honor Pastor and Ina and Bill and my mom as well. I was saved at 7, baptized actually by Pastor Trill and Ina at 17, and went 17 to 23 were not good years for me. I was tormented. It was a very tough time. But I know it's because the enemy did not want me to fulfill my destiny. Mm-hmm. So all that to say, at 23, when I rededicated my life, I told the Lord, I needed to know who he was, and I was going to surrender. I'm an all-or-nothing person. My family can attest to that. Well, I fully surrendered. I went through 10 to 12 years of praying and fasting and seeking God for healing and wholeness and restoration of my life, of my family, and of this nation. And I had no idea that he would put me. I had no idea what he had. I know that the prayers of this church, the prayers of my family have taken and literally given me the strength that I needed to seek the Lord and to be who God wanted me to be. There's still always work to do, but he has been so good and so faithful and so kind. And my testimony today is I want to say to those people that are contending for your children, that may not be walking with the Lord, keep praying for them, because God has a plan and a destiny for them. Keep praying, because he did a miracle in my life. He literally has done miracles, absolute miracles in my life. And it came out of nowhere. It literally came out of nowhere. I went to his church, actually. I don't even know how I got there. I didn't trust the Lord, and I just was in a, I believe in the Lord, but I just wasn't there. Went to Bill's church, which ended up opening like a mile down from my house. And we started singing, As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longed for you. And the Lord just, it was like it came out of nowhere. And I felt and heard him. And when right before I got baptized, it was that same feeling where I knew it was God, and he was saying, are you willing to surrender? Are you ready to surrender? And so I surrendered. And it was a process, but all that to say, just don't give up. For anybody who's listening, don't give up praying for your children. And also those who don't know what your purpose is. I had no idea why I was created. The enemy told me I had no purpose. I was useless. I was constant. And I just was determined to find out why God created me. So seek the Lord, and he will show you, and he will continue to put you in positions, align you with ministries and positions wherever he wants you, essentially. So just keep contending why you are created. Everybody who, we have all been created with a purpose, and a purpose to see God's kingdom established on the earth. So just keep contending. God is good, and he is faithful, and he's a miracle-working God. So, thank you.
I want to elaborate on one thing that Shireen said, which is key, and that is when you hear these voices or these thoughts coming into your mind that don't line up with the Word of God, you don't have to take ownership of those thoughts. You can give them right back to where they came from, and that's from the enemy. So I think that's very critical for everybody, is to reject the thoughts of the enemy and don't claim them as your own. So, okay. I will pray for Lois. I want to say, I'll share this little video that I saw when I was searching the web the other day. Yesterday was and it happened just a couple months ago. A family had a big party in Nevada that they invited a bunch of their friends, and they had they were going to do nothing but pure food. You know what I mean? What's the term they call it these days? It's health food, but they have organic. Okay, so they had the food right off the farm. Okay, and evidently the health department got word of it, and they told them they needed to apply for a permit. So, and they had hired their own certified chef, and then they got their permit, and then they hired they went and rented a certified wagon, you know, to cook in and all this. So about a few hours before their party, the health department inspector showed up and basically told them they needed to destroy all the food because it was not USDA inspected. And then she told them they needed to, they couldn't even feed it to their pigs. So I know what you think of that, but she made them pour bleach on it to and destroy it. But anyway, it was very interesting video to watch, and the people were saying, "In America, can you believe it? In America, this kind of stuff is going on." But there is a very organized effort to take control of the food supply out there. Yes, from top to bottom. So, okay, I'm going to pray and then we'll close. Father God, we want to lift up Lois Allmacher to you, and we thank you, Father, for healing for her legs, and that she would be back up 100%, Lord. And we thank you for total rejuvenation for her, and that she'll be walking and moving and mobile and not receive anything from the enemy, Lord. We thank you, Father, for nothing, for what we receive from you, and that is power, love, and a sound mind. So we thank you for that. For on her behalf, we thank you that she's going to be back here next Sunday. And we thank you for the word that was spoken here today. We thank you for the opportunity to worship. We thank you for those that got up and spoke as you led them to speak. And we thank you for a wonderful day, Lord. We thank you for our blessings. We thank you, Lord, that we have a plan that has been mapped out for us, that you mapped out, that is better than our plan. And so we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, we ask your blessing on us as we go our way. Amen. From all